Reading online, 32% of people admit they have given another driver the finger to suck on. No, just
what?
Although that would be something. You put up the finger, hey, right there, buddy, right there. Come suck on this.
That would prove your point.
Yeah. Well, why only 32%, ladies? Tell me. You've given the finger. Although when women give it, it's like this tiny little dank, you know, dainty thing. It doesn't,
it's
I don't know.
Cute.
It's not scary.
I hate people that do that. It's so
I do too. I don't do that. It's just, you look stupid.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you look so stupid.
Wow. You guys are judging me just for someone cutting me
off.
Do you
do this?
I mean, like, if someone's really being a dick, then, you know, once I get in front of them, I throw it through the sunroof.
Yeah.
And what is that going to do?
Say fuck you? It's the same as telling someone fuck you.
Yeah, let them know you're being an asshole. Here's how I'm going to respond.
Right.
Fuck off.
Thank you. See, Graham just did it in the next room, and I like
if
it.
If they're being an asshole, they know they are. So, like, you telling them, they're like, ha ha, yeah.
But it doesn't feel good sometimes to tell someone fuck off and fuck you.
You just look stupid, though.
No, I don't.
Getting all worked up. Yeah, you do.
No, I act like I don't even fucking care. Drive on by, but check this out while
you
drive by, guy. Big old middle finger. Beat it.
Right.
I feel like if you do that, then you're showing them that you care. Like, if you just pretend like you didn't even notice, then you're...
Look, it's not that deep for me to go, oh, I care. I've just shown them I care. It's just, hey, fuck you, and I move on. That's all.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like they need to see that to realize that they're driving like a fucking moron.
Right.
But maybe you realize you get laughed at after.
Right, but maybe they don't even realize that they're driving like a complete fuckhead and they need just a little acknowledgement. And then they go, hey, oh, shoot, maybe I was tailing the fuck out of this guy for the last 5 miles.
Yeah, do you think I give a shit that you laughed at me telling you to fuck off?
Do you think we give a shit that you're giving us the middle finger?
So when I give you a middle finger and say fuck off, you sit there laughing?
Yeah.
I think
what's
like,
funny about
geez, they got
that
some...
you're getting all worked up over nothing.
Well, why don't you come back here
nothing.
And say that to my face?
See
then?
How you guys
if you think it's funny, come back here, you little pipsqueak.
Nope.
There's no way. Keep on driving. Beat it.
It's not over nothing. It's the fact that you just came around, cut me off, or like Graham said, you're up on my ass being a cockhead, so I'm telling you, fuck off.
I feel bad for people that do that.
Me too.
Shut up.
Oh, God. Like, we're just, like, Graham and I are so pathetic and sad.
You guys are shortening your life.
They really psychoanalyzed us on this one.
You know what I think we have to do, Graham? I think now that we've learned from the ladies that them tailgating us, cutting us off, not giving a fuck about anyone but themselves, and then we flip them off. Just one quick, we're not being a total dick like you, cutting people off and tailgating. We're just going, hey, fuck you. But to find out that doesn't matter, I think we got to do more. We got to flip them off and then run them off the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm going out there now. I'm gonna in turn, start tailing the shit out of them, honking a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to nudge their back bumper as we go around a bend and just try to slide them right off into a big ravine. Boom! Huge explosion goes up.
And let's see if you laugh at that.
Yeah. And then I drive away waving my middle
now
finger.
They're on fire or they're at the hospital thinking that they're laughing at us. Like, ha, I got the best of that guy.
See what I mean? Aggressive. Jeez.
Yeah, so immature. Like, grow up.
You guys.
All right, 32% said they've given the middle finger. That includes 8% of people who have chased another driver down, sped up just to make sure they can see the finger. Now, those guys are nuts.
I feel like that's you.
No, it's not. If someone is passing me by, they cut me off. Or if they're getting all crazy, if someone, like, is a dick to me, or I wasn't even doing anything, but they'd start yelling through the window at me, I'm like, shut the fuck up, and I put my finger up.
Yeah, and sometimes I do kind of a subtle middle finger where it's like, I'm not waving this thing around, I'm not going to open my window, but you know how you have that little arm handle kind of thing above your window, and it kind of looks like you could be kind of resting your arm up there? Yeah. Sometimes I'll slide my arm down, so my arm's still up, so like, is he holding on to that strap right there, or is he just flipping me off? Yeah, I'll leave it open to interpretation for them.
Do you guys ever feel bad when you do that, and then you look
never.
At the person, and they're super nice, like they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Or
no,
oh, do you ever
I
feel
only,
stupid when you do it and you look over
I,
and they're just laughing at you?
I don't give a shit if you're laughing at me. If you're the dick first. And that's the thing. If someone's being a total asshole, then that's only when I flip them off. If someone has made an innocent mistake, I'm always like, oh, you know, I'm very kind on the road. You know how I am. But as soon as someone else is the total cock ass, I cock ass it up one notch.
Yeah.
But sometimes these cock asses aren't even doing anything and you're really the cock ass but don't realize
it.
No, you have all this time driving to determine what the situation is. And I know when there's a fuck face that needs a finger and yes. This isn't just some innocent mistake. It's some sweet old lady that's damn near touching the back of my bumper while I'm going 85 down the fucking 101. Get the fuck off my switch lanes. I'm in the fucking slow lane. There's a wide open lane. There's no reason to ride my fucking ass. Go to the side. Put on your fucking blinker. Go around me, dipshit. Watch. The other thing, a middle finger, fuck face.
The other thing is when you're driving to L.A. and there it's only two lanes and you got all these trucks in the right lane and some motherfucker is sitting in the left lane, the fast lane, going 35 mile an hour with the truck for the last 2 hours. Fuck you. When I go by, you're getting a finger and a honk.
Yeah, that's a long honk, too. Yeah. That's the lay on the horn. That's not a, you made a mistake. That's a,
yeah.
Get the
and
fuck
I could,
out of the
I
way.
I could give a shit if some woman is in there going, ha, 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 ha.
Jeez.
See, but what if that person doesn't even realize they're being a cock ass?
That's what pisses me off. Be aware. It's not just you in the world. I can't stand people in this world who only think the world is for them. Because I'm constantly looking around going, oh, here, you go.
Yeah.
I'm being constantly courteous. The fact that you could drive 2 hours and not look once in your rearview mirror,
right.
Fuck you.
That means this middle finger might give you some self-awareness.
Right.
Get some. Here, if you don't have
Thank
any,
you.
I'm going to give it to you.
The only thing that pisses me off driving are backseat honkers.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll reach over and honk. If Natasha's
yeah,
not doing
it,
I'll do it for her. Do you ever do this, Graham? Will you go around that person that's been blocking, you know, five the whole time, and then when you go back over into the fast lane, you miss their bumper by a fucking inch to just, let them know.
Just to send a message.
Yeah.
Buzz the tower a little bit. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys have issues.
Buzz the tower.
Management.
Yeah, we got issues and we goddamn handle them.
Fine. What the fuck are you going to do about it, Selena? I got a big middle finger for you right here. Come and get it.
Yeah, we got issues.
I don't give a shit.
Our issues are you and we're handling it with a middle finger and a honk.
Okay.
All right. 18% of people have tailgated someone just to be a dick. I won't get right up on. I've done it every once in a while, but that's usually not my move. Getting right up
See,
on
See, that's
someone.
A guy thing. Guys will do that to be a dick and prove a point. Women don't do that.
Yeah we don't care.
Okay. Somebody posted on Twitter something here. This guy said, "Can we normalize girls coming over to the house just to chill? Just because they're in our room doesn't mean they want to fuck." Well, that's not been my experience. Anyone wanting to come to my house eventually wanted to fuck. I'm not saying, you know, automatically assume that, but, you know, that's usually the vibe. And that's, I've actually, you know, been kind of ripped on for sitting around trying to be the nice guy. It's like, are we going to fuck or what?
Oh, I thought you were just over here to see my rock collection. Oh,
yeah.
You just want to get to the banging.
Selena, have you ever just gone to a guy's house at 2 a.m. because you just want to hang out?
No.
Okay. Right.
Also, no guys really had their own houses or apartments, so.
So you had to do it next to mom's room at the guy's house?
I've had platonic female friends, at least from my side. I can't speak to whether or not they wanted to bone me. They probably did. Take a look at me. But I did not. I didn't have any interest in hooking up with them. And like I thought they were really. We were great friends, close friends. Again, I can't speak to what they were thinking inside, but that never came up.
I had the same thing, but eventually I realized I was able to cut through the shit and see. No, you want a relationship, and I was very honest. Like, hey, I don't want a relationship. You know, if you just want to hang out, cool. So we're hanging out. And then if they know that you're going to do something or you're out with your friends and then you hook up with some girl, you can see it all over their face and the way they're talking. They're pissed or judging you like, wow, you're dirty, you're nasty. You're supposed to be my friend. My other friends aren't getting all upset.
Yeah.
So I've experienced the total opposite. It's always, oh, yeah, we can just be friends. Well, you're not acting like it.
Yeah, that's probably the case in the majority of male-female relationships. Yeah. I still think it can exist, though.
Natasha?
Yeah, it totally can.
Have you had guy friends that didn't want to get all up in it? No.
No, I feel like I've had guy friends.
Uh-huh. And if you're getting past all the bullshit.
No, I think I have. Like, there's lots of, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, Natasha and I, but I've become friends with him, too. Like, oh, you're someone like Brian. But no. If you gave him the chance, he would hit that.
No. He's thought about it.
Come on.
No.
Stop it.
No.
It's so much more common to find a girl who would rather just be friends with a guy than to find a guy who would rather just have a friendship with a woman. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it can be both. No, I'm just saying it can definitely be both. I think it's.
But with guys, I mean, they want to just have sex with everyone just to have
sex.
That's
what I'm saying.
Though, right?
It's easier for a girl to not look at a guy that way, especially if he's like short or hairy.
That's why you guys can't see. That's fucked up.
Yeah. I know. I was just joking. I was just kidding.
Up. You know what? Every guy, give her the middle finger right now for saying that.
Right.
Right?
I got mine.
She deserves the middle finger for saying that. Short and hairy guys.
I said short or hairy, not both, you know?
Oh, yeah, because if it was both, that would be a dumb. Then that's really bad.
Yeah, then that's a cretin that shouldn't even be on this earth.
Not even worth the middle
kidding.
Finger.
Calling someone a cretin.
I don't even know what that is.
But it sounds bad, right? You're short and hairy. You are a cretin on this earth. Of course, today we said this is the day to get the other side. We believe very strongly in wearing masks. Be a community. Be a team player. I mean, you know, you try it. Maybe it works. And if it doesn't, then you just know you were a good person. But, you know, we thought, let's get some anti-maskers. Anti-maskers? Anti-maskers.
Yeah, like anti-vaxxers, but they're anti-maskers.
Maskers.
Howley Gear, that's how you say it. We talked about him yesterday. He's saying he's having trouble with reception where he's at, so we can't bring him on.
Oh.
He's anti-mask.
Convenient.
And he tweeted out something about like, yeah, okay, go ahead and wear the masks, but do you know where that's leading? And I talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday. He's like, oh, do you got a Facebook and a Facebook Messenger? And I was like, no. And then so he starts unloading that, you know, us wearing masks, it's all leading to us being chipped. No, it's not.
Maybe he's already been chipped and he knows, and that's what's interfering with his cell phone service, and that's why he can't talk to us, because that metal strap that's in the surgical mask, he tried wearing a mask, and that's throwing off interacting with the 5G. Now he's got the Rona and a chip. It's just a conspiracy I've cooked up. I don't know if there's any truth to it or not.
I like what this lady wrote here. It's the shortest article I've ever seen in a newspaper, written by Susan Richards. It says, responsibility, price of rights. Quote, you can't make me, they say. Well, do you smoke inside buildings?
No.
Do you wear a seatbelt?
Yeah.
Do you stop at red lights and stop signs?
Yeah.
Why? Because the government makes laws for public safety, and because decent people in civilized societies show respect and care for fellow human beings, even if it's not the law. Quote, you can't make me, is the response a child having a tantrum makes to their parents who are trying to teach them to be responsible, good, caring people. Citizenship carries both rights and responsibilities. Wear a mask. I think she should have said, wear a fucking mask.
I think so, too.
That was well said.
It was strong, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was nice. We're going to get out of here on the podcast. There's one other thing. This guy is incredibly brave. As you know, Alex Trebek has been fighting cancer with chemotherapy, and he's saying if this last round doesn't work, I'm not going to fight anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
Quote, there comes a time, this is what he said, there comes a time when you have to make a decision as to whether you want to continue with such a low quality of life or whether you want to just ease yourself into the next level, and it doesn't bother me in the least. What?
It makes me so sad.
It makes me sad, but how brave is he to go, all right, if this doesn't work, then I move on. I go to the other side. He obviously has some belief that he'll move on, and I'm not bothered by it. I'm at peace with that. That's got to be a good place to get to. I mean, we're all going to have to pass to be able to get to that place of going, and it's okay.
Yeah.
He said that he feels like it's just been a burden on his wife. His poor wife. To like to then like hear him say that he's down to, you know.
Well, first of all, you don't say it. Hold on. Doot, doot, doot. Yes. what is a burden? That's how you have to.
Yeah, it has to be in the form of a
question.
You have
to ring in and then in the form of a question.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess you also think that it, at the end of your life, if you know it's coming, you know this treatment could extend your life for a certain period of time, potentially, but nothing seems to be working. Do I want to spend, you know, the last 6 months, year of my life at the hospital every right. single day? Or do I want to go out and use that last year yeah. to live and stuff? And I'm sure that's got to be incredibly, you know, it's got to affect him deeply.
Yeah.
To even have to make that choice. No one should have to make that choice, but
it sucks. Yeah. And I get that where you have to decide, do I want to keep fighting? Because if I do, I'll just be in bed sick all day.
Yeah.
And if it's not really working, maybe I should just get the most out of life. But to get to that place of comfort is amazing. I feel so bad for one of my aunts. She was super religious, really believed in God, and always said her whole life, oh, I can't wait to be with Jesus. That's actually something I'm looking forward to, until she got cancer. And my mom told me, I knew that she was having a hard time, but my mom, I'll never forget her coming home, and my mom was so, so upset. And I was like, what's wrong? She goes, your aunt was screaming, I don't want to die. Like, she was so, so terrified of dying. So for Alex to be in that space to go, and, you know, I make this decision and I'm okay, when I know that so many people are terrified of dying, that's I'm just glad that he's in that space.
Yeah. I think everybody's scared to die.
Yeah. Well, maybe you think so? I think some people actually get to a place of peace.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that aren't. Like, it's just what happens. It's part of this cycle.
Right. Some people will say that. They're like, well, you know, just dying is just a part of living. That's the end part of it, and it's okay. You know, I'm amazed by those people. I think I'll be a combination, mostly panicked.
Right. I mean, all these people say this and put on a brave face, but at that very moment, if you walked up to them and said, hey, I got this pill, it'll give you 10 more years, you want to take it? They'd all take it.
They'll take that, but once you have to die, are you terrified or at peace? That's the thing.
Yeah.
And if you can get to that place of peace, that's a good thing. Do, do, do. What is place of peace?